Now, one of the other chief arguments is that the disciples actually stole his body. How do we respond to that?
Right. Well, you know, this actually works to the reverse. This actually helps prove that he did return from the dead. And I'll explain how. Because the proclamation that Jesus' body was stolen by the disciples, we find that proclamation in the New Testament and in some writings outside the New Testament. So it's clear that the enemies of Jesus, their explanation for why the tomb was empty was that the disciples stole the body. Now, a couple things about that. Number one, it doesn't make sense that the disciples would steal the body. They didn't have the motive. They didn't have the means. They didn't have the opportunity. We have seven ancient sources that tell us that the disciples lived lives of deprivation and suffering as a result of their proclamation that Jesus had risen. So they didn't have a motivation for stealing the body so they could live these lives of deprivation and suffering. But then, secondly, the fact that the enemies of Jesus said the disciples stole the body means they're implicitly conceding that the tomb is empty. Because it's sort of like if you're a teacher and somebody comes up to you, one of the students, and says, the dog ate my homework. Well, that student is implicitly admitting they don't have their homework, but they're saying, but I can explain what happened to it. The dog ate it. It's the same thing. By proclaiming that the disciples have stole the body, the enemies of Jesus are implicitly admitting that the tomb is empty, but they're trying to explain it away by saying, oh, the disciples stole the body. Well, that idea didn't hold any water then. It doesn't hold any water now because they didn't have the motive or the means or the opportunity to steal the body. But in a backward kind of way, it helps establish that the tomb of Jesus really was empty because now even the opponents of Jesus are implicitly admitting it.
Now, there was also a claim made, and there has been made through history, that the disciples simply made the whole thing up. It was all fiction. How do we respond to that?
Yeah, I just don't think they had the motivation to do that. You know, this idea of someone dying on a cross, this was a horrific, horrible, embarrassing mode of execution, and certainly did not help the case initially of the disciples, because certainly no one of any importance, you couldn't even crucify a Roman citizen because it was such a horrific mode of death. You know, it just was an ugly thing to even claim about anybody. So from that perspective, they didn't have the motive. But ultimately, they didn't have the motive to make this up because, as I say, we have good sources that they lived lives of deprivation and suffering as a result of their proclamation that Jesus had risen.